Well, the Royal Commissioners will hand their final report to the Governor-General tomorrow. Samantha Donovan is another of the World Today reporters who's followed the Commission's work over the last 4.5 years, and she joins me now to take us through what the delivery of this report will mean. So, Sam, the report will go to the Governor-General tomorrow. When will it be made public?
There hasn't been any formal announcement from the federal government as yet, Eleanor. The Governor-General, as you mentioned, will get the report tomorrow morning. Before it can be made public, though, it has to be tabled in the federal parliament. My understanding, though, is that it will be made public tomorrow afternoon. Abuse survivors, of course, in particular, will be anxious to see it as soon as possible, and I suspect the government will be very mindful of that.
There have been interim reports as the hearings have progressed. What will this final report cover?
It's certainly going to be a huge document, Eleanor. There'll be many, many volumes. The Commission Chairman Peter McClelland said this morning it'll cover a broad range of issues relating to government and institutions. Some of those issues will be the nature, the cause and the impact of institutional child sex abuse, as well as how the nation can make its institutions safe for children. Also, what can be done to make the court process easier for victims. And another issue that's really been gaining some attention in recent times and the Commission has looked at quite closely is that of how to help children who are showing what the Commission calls harmful sexual behaviours. They're children who've usually been sexually abused themselves and then go on to abuse other children. And there will, of course, be further findings on the institutions the inquiry has examined over the last few years as well.
And Sam, we heard from Tom that some survivors of abuse raised concerns about the redress scheme with the Prime Minister this morning. How close is that scheme now to being launched?
Unfortunately, Eleanor, it looks to me like a truly national scheme is still a long way off. The federal government is hoping its redress scheme bill, which was introduced to Parliament in October, will be debated in February and get bipartisan support. That whole process may be slowed down now because Labor has referred the bill to a Senate committee inquiry, and that's due to report mid-March. But the major problems at the moment for the government is getting the states to sign up. The Commission wants a truly national scheme, so that it doesn't matter where in Australia a person was abused, they get the same opportunity for redress. But South Australia has announced it won't sign up to the scheme, though it has said it won't stand in the way of institutions in the state from joining up. New South Wales seems to be committed to joining in, but it wants a few changes made to the proposed scheme. Victoria, Queensland and Tasmania all seem to be supportive, but they've got a few concerns on the cost to them and the design of the scheme. In Western Australia, though, the Premier Mark McGowan believes the scheme has a number of critical problems, so there's a big question mark over WA. The ACT strongly supports the scheme, but it wants to see more details worked out, and the Northern Territory wants more detail on the scheme's design and what it's going to cost as well. So if the states and territories can't reach agreement, it will be a real blow to the vision of the Royal Commission for the delivery of justice for survivors around the country.
Samantha Donovan, another of our reporters covering the Royal Commission's work. Thank you.